Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Fox. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Fox. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards third. Gustin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a line drive into left field. Sauer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sauer. Verbin moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Howell for a passed ball. Verbin moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verbin scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Walker pinch runs for Hank Edwards. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Walker now playing right field. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verbin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reich moves to third. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Reich. Smalley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verben hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Schmitz moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verben hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Littwiller. Verben reaches second base with a double. Schmitz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirostek moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirostek scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bloodworth fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schmitz strikes out. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verben reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustine bunts towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to second. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to third. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a line drive into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Howell reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Howie Fox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schmitz hits a fly ball into center field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahlcup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.